Well, hello there, Poppers. Brian here, and we have ourselves another fun one-shot in the world of fictional heroism. Now, before I get into today's episode, I would like to let everyone know that this week's promo is brought to us by Mamester of the Week, and if you listen closely, you just might hear a familiar voice. So let's check it out now.
This is Mamester of the Week. We're a Monster of the Week actual play podcast. It goes like this. A reluctant cult member, his stoner roommate, a skeptic YouTuber, and her fey camera person walk into a diner. They then walk out of the diner and drive off to hunt the things that go bump in the night. Inspired by shows like Supernatural, The Adventure Zone, and The Crit Show, join four friends as they travel across the country solving supernatural problems, and trying not to cause more problems than they solve. If you've ever wondered what it would be like if Scooby-Doo had guns and magic and monsters rather than real estate moguls, this might be for you. Welcome to Memester of the Week.
Well, Poppers, it looks like we are getting the gang back together again. But this time, Alexander, Wiley, and Raj are joined by a new member. Just what will their new mission be? Let's not keep you in suspense any longer, Poppers. Let's start the show.
All right. Greeting, listeners, and welcome back to Fictional Heroism. We've got the old gang back from Five Nights at Goodman's with one new person and one person who had to step out for this game. Hey, guys, how about you reintroduce the cast of your character?
I once again nominate Brian.
God damn it.
And I second that motion.
I third the motion.
No. Alrighty. Well, hello everyone. It's your favorite player again, Brian, and I'm still playing as Raj because I'm an angel on a mission, and I'm training Wiley. Why him? Why? And if you all remember, he was for some reason. And you remember he was our Zoot Suit favorite wearing angel. Just now I think he's kind of taking more of a Jiminy Cricket kind of role and form. So he's just kind of hanging out on Wiley's shoulder at all times.
I like it. I can get behind this. So I should probably go next then. I take it. So this is Andrew from Thornvale. I am playing a character named Wiley Meowser. I am a cartoon cat, like a shell. I am a cartoon cat with a shell. Shell-shaded. I'm trying to say cell-shaded. There you go. I can finally talk. I'm sorry, guys. I've got this kind of this crew. I am the crooked playbook. I've got this crew of other cartoon animals that came through the... I'm trying to remember words here. I'm sorry, guys. Narrative is like the narrative, right? Is that what we call it?
Yeah. Yep. That's the narrative.
So I'm from the narrative, you know, I came through and I'm trying to help, keep things going smoothly and contain things. So I am being trained by Raj to help because I'm kind of a newbie. And, that's a little 5,000 level talk about myself.
Okay, well, I guess I will go next. Hi, I'm once again Jason Myers. And I keep for Memester of the Week. But today I am here playing the charming and demonic Alexander Bishop, who is a demon who likes making deals and has somehow found himself wrapped up in helping an angel and a cartoon cat.
His own personal hell.
If I'm going to suffer, you're coming along with me, buddy. I've known you since you were a child.
I did just remember that we are actually best friends, aren't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I'm going down, you're coming with me.
And then the newest member would be me. I'm Nick. I'm a new DMP regular. I am playing Leon the Guardian, a constructed character using animating force of fire, and my purpose is a guardian.
Very nice.
Kind of new to this whole thing, and I got brought in by probably I hadn't thought about this yet. Skip that. We'll come to that later.
Yeah, and first I'm going to give the... I should give the prologue, and then we will move... is it in media res? Is that the term where we go into thing? What does in media res mean now that I think about it?
Kind of like starting with the action already in progress.
Okay, yeah, I think that's that'd be the correct thing to say.
Oh, I already know what my history is going to be with this new member. This is too perfect. They fill Raj with feelings of sexual infatuation, and he is very confused by the associated mortal emotions.
That's fair. I'm very confused by the fact that you had to say that to me.
Raj wants you to explain the birds and the bees.
Well, sir, I have no birds and no bees.
God, you're hot.
Oh, that makes it worse.
Raj, listen. You've been around for a very long time. How did you not figure this out already?
I have no answer.
It never came up?
Nope.
I am a very rare kind of construct, if you will.
You Yahweh right you are.
Your boss, Greta, a 18-year-old girl who also is from a superhero universe, supposedly they become a superhero universe character because they just kind of look at you all and just face palms and she looks at you, Raj, and she says, I'm going to ask you this once, Raj.
Yeah, boss?
How did you wear that suit that long for this never coming up? That is the suit of someone who gets jiggy with it so much, and I hate that you've made me use that word.
But I do get jiggy with it, and Raj starts dancing. Na 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 na. Get Raj with it. Na 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 na.
I think while Raj is doing that, Wily will just kind of like off to the side, like towards Alexander, just say, "I mean, even I know this stuff."
I don't know what's worse.
Okay, so Brian, I
Leon's just in the corner with a neutral expression, like I have no clue. What's going on here?
What would you say, Sean?
I have an idea, and I want to pray, Brian, and let's role play it out and see what you think. I think Greta just rubs her face, and you know that she's older than she is because she's an initiate in the library, and part of the reason why you guys have been brought in is because the narrative doesn't like initiatives that much, and it tends to reboot them, and she just kind of rubs her face and she's like, I hate that you're up from a book I wrote about 100 years ago.
Raj is like, wait, that's what we did? Oh, it all makes sense now. Nope, it still doesn't. Raj is just pretending.
Yeah, that's about par for the course.
And the thing is, guys, move a sharp check.
Oh no.
Is that just like a group sharp check?
It's kind of like a group chart type, because I'm using it to determine how much you know about your boss, Greta.
Oh, I think Raj's sharp is going to be a pretty good roll, so...
That's a 9?
I just rolled a 10, so let me see what my sharp is. Oh, I got an 11.
Let me get out my custom Dragon Knight Dice D6s.
Oh, nice, nice plug there. I can get behind that.
Shout out to Dragon Knight Dice.
I have a question for you, Sean.
Yeah.
My character has a move called Inhuman, and if this is a move, if this is a sharp roll for social intelligence, I have to take a -1.
Oh.
I guess it counts. No, this is more like a history check.
Okay.
That's an 8 plus 0 over here, good buddy.
I got a 4, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Rough.
Okay, so Wily doesn't understand. Wily doesn't understand. He just knows that there's a ghost in the library that follows her around. Maybe that's what she's trying to talk about. Everyone who had mixed success, you know that she's written novels in all her previous forms. everyone who has a full success. This is what makes this whole situation funny, is the fact that she wrote romance novels about monsters being won over by the power of love as a indirect way of trying to curve the narrative to make things less hectic.
Can we say that Raj posed for the covers?
Yeah.
Okay, but like the idea of Raj with like fucking Fabio hair is great, and I love it.
Yeah. I was gonna say, like, the idea of Raj is like one of those like steamy romance novel cover, you know, actors isn't the right word, models, you know, just, yeah, that fits for some reason.
And you know what, for good measure, Raj is actually reading one of them right now.
I like it.
It's like a more sophisticated Twilight book, too.
Ah, more sophisticated.
Raj is definitely reading this.
Greta just kind of sighs and rubs her face and says, well, okay, guys, I've been looking into some things that our friend here has asked me to, and I think I got a mission to send you out on that might prove, might be a lead on this squirmy thing he thinks that you need to kill Wily.
Oh, yay, a mission. I can protect someone.
Well, I think I'm ready. Raj has been doing a lot of training with me, so...
Yes, we have done so much training in the basement where no one will see us ever.
You do realize that I was there, right?
Alexander, you don't count.
First of all, that's rude. Second of all...
Raj has already shrunk down. He's like sitting on Wily's shoulder like, let's go for it, girls!
I think Greta's just like rubbing her face and she's like, oh, I miss her. I miss the sane one.
Well, Greta, I'm pretty sane for a robot.
That you are, Leon. That you are.
You mean Bud?
Oh, no. Wait. No.
So what else should we be talking about, girls?
I, like, pull the King Griffey Jr. baseball card out, and I'm like, I miss that guy.
But Bud will be back. He's dealing with a cursed $2 bill and another mystery.
That sounds about right. Sounds like something he'd be up to.
I was asked to step in place of Master Bud.
And the world applause.
Okay. And she slides over a folder. From what we've been able to find, there is one of our, actually, one of you might run into an old friend at where I'm sending you. It's Yosemite Park. There's been disappearances, and there's concern that a non-threatening figment may have turned feral, but we're not quite sure because there's not a lot of evidence. We just know there's disappearances, but there's just not a lot of evidence of what happened. Wily, you might meet your old friend Broby, the radical bear there, where we put him since he didn't want to be out on the field.
Really quick, sorry, I just missed. What was the name you just said? I just, for some reason, I didn't catch it.
Broby, the radical bear. He's more radical. He's Broby. He's more radical than the average bear.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I gotcha. I can come into that. Okay. Oh, yeah, I haven't seen him in a long time. We'll have to catch up, I guess. Hopefully. Hopefully it's not bad.
I am very interested to meet this Broby the bear.
Just be careful, because we still don't know what's actually happening there. Considering what you told me of your last mission, this may be that thing you guys fought. It may have consumed him. We're not sure. There's just not enough evidence, and that's concerning in itself. And well, you know how flashy the last appearance is. This is a change in tactics. We have a contact for you guys to meet there. The park ranger Roscoe, or no, sorry, the park ranger Richard Ward. He is knowledgeable about this whole thing. He found Broby the home, and he's claiming that it couldn't be Broby, but we don't want to take any chances.
Well, that seems fair. It's good to be cautious, I guess. Hopefully Brogy's all right. But yeah, we should. Sounds like they really need our help there. We should probably get going, huh?
I agree. Let's get this show on the road.
Well, bring your picnic baskets. Bring your picnic baskets, I guess.
Let's go find this dead bear.
Okay, so you guys are going to head out to Yosemite Park. And does anyone look at the dossier as you guys are traveling?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I would probably be pulling out and looking at it. Just to be clear, what's our mode of transport to get there? Are we using my crew's van again, or are we doing something different?
I think you guys are using... Unless you guys want to take something different, you'd probably be taking the crew's van.
Okay. So, yeah, while Larry the rhinoceros is driving, I'd be just in the back in one of my, like, you know... what's it called? Bucket chairs. Like, little, like, spinning bucket chairs. We definitely have some of those in the back. Just sitting in there kind of reading the dossier.
Okay. Yeah, they've been numerous disappearances, but here's kind of the strange thing that's coming up in the report is that the disappearances seem to be happening at the park, and people have left to go to the park with certain groups, and then when they leave, they come back, they don't remember ever having them come with.
Okay.
The latest victim was a Donald Drewstone, who had gone to the park first time going out into the wilderness with three friends. And then it was weird because they know they checked in, or the park ranger saw them check in, but then as they were leaving, it was something that came back up where, like, when they got home, everyone's asking him where Donald was, and they didn't even remember him coming. They thought he had gotten sick and just stayed home or something. And the library has been kind of covering it up just in case this is something supernatural. Just because the fact you got Brogy there, you've already got one fictional thing there. And sometimes they tend to draw people in, as they've seen with you guys, all kind of knowing each other.
Okay.
And I also posted a map in world lore that you guys can use to reference where the general area is you can go. And it says in a dossier that... that Ranger Richard operates out of the northern entrance to the park.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at the map, looking at some locations.
So are we coming in at the north entrance?
If you want to check in with the ranger, you'd come in through the north entrance.
Yeah, I think that would be the best.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Yeah.
The best decision.
Yeah, probably start off talking to him before we start looking at stuff on our own.
Might give us a place to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do like a car scene, I guess. Yeah, because Wiley, you have a van, right?
Yes, yep. Yeah, we're all piled into this big passenger van that that my crew operates out of, usually, like in the TV show, and since it came with us now, I use it for all these missions.
Okay, so like, yeah, we're driving in the van, and Alexander is just like flipping through some of the dossier papers that we got from the library. It says here that Ranger Richard seems to operate out of the north entrance. Let's stop in there first and we can give him a talk. Maybe we can figure out something about what's going on with Rogi.
I think that's a wonderful idea, Master Alexander. Let's check in and see where we can go.
Yeah, it would probably be good to get as much information as we can before we, you know, just stumbling around.
Yes, rather. The training is paying off. To the ranger!
I think as you guys head in and you pull up Northern Station, and a man with pale skin, black ragged hair, and a green ranger suit comes out.
Holy shit, it's Batman.
Never mind, I'll trust this man. Kill him!
If you command, I will gladly strangle him.
No. Let's maybe hold off on that for a second.
I'm just trying to figure out where Batman came from.
Because he's pale and he has dark, greasy hair. He looks like freaking Robert Pattinson in the upcoming movie. Or maybe it's already out. Who knows?
And I think as he approaches, you notice he has salt and pepper hair mixed in with his black hair. Just at a distance, he almost looks like the ranger from the Brogy cartoon, but he's actually like, you know, he's actually a human.
This man has seen things.
And Richard comes up and he goes, oh, hey, folks, how can I help you today?
Hey, yeah, you're Ranger Richard, right?
Yeah. That's my name, and he adjusts his tie.
Yeah, we are, we're from the library. We heard something about you having a possible bear problem of a cartoon variety.
His expression changes quickly, and he just looks so tired. Like he was putting on an act. Oh, thank God. I gotta tell you, it's not him. There's something else going on, but I don't know what.
All right, well, whatever it is, we can try and figure it out. Why don't you just tell us everything that you know?
Most of the, well, from as far as I can figure out, most of the kidnappings have been in the Lamar Valley. That's where we have a lot of our, that's where we have a bunch of the campgrounds set up, which that's the reason why I don't think it could be Brogy, because Brogy, he stays over by the Obsidian. I mean, he's more in the Obsidian Cliffs because that's his whole thing is just to get seen enough to be like remembered, because, you know, like he's like our local cryptid.
Yeah, of course.
It doesn't make sense for him to make people disappear and then forget he was there. I mean, that doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah. I mean, he could, you never know what a person like this might want. But so where were the kidnappings happening?
Down that way, and he kind of points. It's Lamar Valley. You can't miss it. There'll be a sign as you go down, take a left, and then take another left, and then you'll be able to see the sign in the camp, all the campground camp stations. It's just a general campground, but we only have a couple people in right now because and we're trying to, you know, like keep this little secret. But there's some people that just by the time we realized someone else was missing, didn't want to. I tried to talk them out of it, but, you know, some people are really, they're just, I didn't want to be too suspicious in case, you know, like it brings more media attention or anything. I've been telling them to watch out, but there's only so much I can do without drawing attention to the campgrounds with all the disappearances, you know?
Yeah, of course. You have to try and keep things on the level for you. I understand that. Listen, we'll go check out Lamar Valley and see what's going on. Do you have extra radios, don't you?
Yeah. And I think he goes inside and brings them out and hands them out.
Yeah, thank you. We'll stay on channel 13. And if you hear anything or see anything going on in the park, just let us know and we'll try and help you out, okay?
All right, yeah, I can do that. So if it helps, the last group was staying at a campsite 10.
Campsite 10. Okay, cool. Yes, that's super helpful. Thank you.
Pleasure to help. Just do what you can. I mean, it's going to break my heart if it turns out Brogy did this. He's a kindly old bear. He just wants to entertain people, rollerblading off, roller skating off the cliff, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would hope that Brogy wouldn't be doing this. He didn't seem like the type.
It would be odd for him to not remember doing something like this.
Richard stares at the cartoon cat that he only now notices.
About damn time! You're a terrible Renzel!
For shame on you, Ranger.
Is that one of those talking automatons too? Yeah,
sure it is.
I'm a fire robot, Ranger. I am here to help.
At the mention of fire, he just gives Alexander a blank look. Don't you start any forest fires, please.
Only we can prevent them. We know.
You guys hit it?
Yeah, I mean, like, if we...
Yeah, definitely. I think...
Yeah, let's do it.
We don't have anything else to do. I think Alexander is like, okay, let's keep an eye out and move along.
Oh, yeah, that's something else I forgot to ask. Did you guys bring camping equipment?
You know, honestly, I feel like my crew you know, we usually live out of the van, so we probably don't have camping equipment like on our own already. So we would have had to go get some. I mean, it's Yellowstone, so we know how big it is. So we probably would have. I feel like the four of us would have all gone and bought stuff. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah. I think for the robot, it would be a little less intensive than what y'all would have.
Yeah.
You have like a generator.
Raj would have just brought a banjo.
No, I have to have fire to heal and anything else.
Well, I mean, that makes sense for our campsite, you know? Like,
I may have made a mistake with that.
Yeah, I mean, we have plenty of kindling.
You just don't really need the tent to sleep in because you're a robot, so.
I can just sleep right there in the fire.
Yeah, you practically are the campfire for us, so.
I just picture your character transforming into I can't remember what it's called. It's like a portable campfire.
Oh, like a camp stove or something?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't say anywhere that I couldn't do that.
It is true.
For flavor, we're going to have it happen then. You're the camp. You're the campsite. Campfire.
Oh, I'm like a rocket stove. Like one of those.
There you go.
Yeah.
Raj has his banjo, so he's happy.
So is Raj still Jiminy?
But you were asking that, was Raj still Jiminy Cricket size? Yes, he is. And he's like, now he's just sitting on top of Raj's head, playing the whole stereotypical.
So Raj was playing a banjo.
Master Raj, that is a beautiful melody you are playing.
He just starts playing even faster.
I never quite understood how you played an instrument. Mechanical fingers do not work that well.
Raj is just silent, just staring. His face is very red.
It comes with a lot of practice, which is really odd considering previous conversations, but...
Did I fluster Master Raj?
Somehow.
Mind you, my character has no, like, general understanding of behavior, mannerisms, and or emotions, so...
Yeah, but neither does Raj, so...
Nope. So Raj is just confused. He's like, what is going on?
There's a lot of human stuff that Raj doesn't get either.
Nope.
The robot's head just kind of starts smoking a little bit as he's thinking a little too hard.
You know what I just realized? I don't think any of us are actual humans. Like,
yeah, no.
It's kind of interesting, yeah.
No. Why do we even care about humanity?
We can lead the robot uprising. Destroy all humans.
I just think it's funny the previous mystery that Raj was like totally getting up and close and personal with a robot. Now he's confused by one that he actually wants to get close and personal with.
Yeah.
He has to find the USB port first.
You like a girl, you get super like uncomfortable and nervous around them, but like if it's just somebody you'd like hard chill with, you have no problem at all with like, oh yeah, let me just reach across you real quick and do this thing, but you're hyper aware of it.
Yeah.
Raj is like the Omicron Percy I-8. This confuses and infuriates me.
Okay. You guys are going to the campsite?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the way to the campsite.
Yeah, I think we're trying to... It was, you said the Lamar Valley, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's take a walk.
There is. There's a river alongside the campgrounds as you guys head into the campgrounds. There's about, I want to say, two tents up at the moment. One's by the campground, so you're looking for. And then there's another person... There's an older gentleman. He's just a 24-year-old man with slightly graying hair, just sitting by his tent. There's a bunch of light hung up around. It's weird because he has a bunch of lanterns set up around it on little hooks, and he kind of like eyes your van as you guys are coming up suspiciously. And there's another man who is. Just a young man who is, it's strange, he's actually looking at the campsite and you guys are heading up, looking around, but then he as he sees you guys pull up, he starts to head back over to his own campsite. He has a small tent. He's a 16-year-old male with dark brown hair and purple eyes. He is the calories.
You just said purple eyes.
I did.
Raj is angel winging to that goddamn campsite.
Oh, you think I'm doing that, dude? Are you? No, no, I'm not doing that. He had dark brown hair. His skin isn't purple. His eyes are.
You said purple eyes, though.
I said purple eyes, yeah.
That is not a normal human color eye.
Oh my god, it's Michael Afton.
Actually, it is.
It is.
Yeah, you can have...
How purple are they?
Like, rich purple. It's like a really rare thing, like one in like a million, but it has happened before.
I'm not giving that to this game.
Like a deep purple.
Oh yeah, it's like a royal purple.
Like a smoke on the water.
I know, Sean, okay? There's the reason why he told us these eyes are purple.
Sean, you need to know that you did this to yourself.
I used a random Monster of the Week NPC generator to get these character descriptions.
Fine, Raj will hold off on his proofing over there.
For now.
But he doesn't like it. I feel like Bertrand from The Seventh Sign.
Yeah, that wasn't the hint.
I still don't trust this.
Not a hint, he says.
Sure it wasn't.
Just a coincidence, he says.
No, I said he's focusing on the wrong hint. Probably because he forgot the prologue that I forgot to read.
Oh. Okay, so hold on. No, hold on. He forgot the prologue that I forgot to read. So who was it? Who forgot what now?
I mean, is it really his fault when his players got him off topic from the very get-go? I mean, we just started rolling into stuff and he never got the chance to read the prologue.
That's fair. We did start the roleplay train.
The prologue has been sitting in the open mysteries like for weeks now.
Hold on, I'm just gonna go back in.
You expect me to read?
I just like the fact that we're all culpable.
We're all so guilty.
I read it today and I forgot about it already.
That's fair.
All right, I'm going to read it now, and then future self edits this into the beat. Well, no, I'll leave this. Well, I don't know. We may leave this here because it's funny enough.
Yeah, I think it's pretty funny. I don't know if this makes sense, but maybe you could do like a little like thing in post. It's like, by the way, we just like started playing, and I didn't read this till later.
Wait. Actually, guys, I got this, actually. Hold on. Mysterious voice, can you remind us about what happened in the beginning, please?
Yosemite Park. It seemed the best place for Donald Drewstone to have his first experience out in the woods. His friends all agreed he needed the fresh air, and of course they forgot how many supplies were needed. So he was sitting around trying to make fire the old-fashioned way while they went into town. So focused was his attention on the wood he was rubbing together that he didn't hear the shifting dirt and gravel around him. Didn't hear the eerie, merry melody that seemed to come from the woods, even as he saw his friends coming up on their car. I just realized they had a spelling mistake in there.
It's okay, we'll get in post.
He looked up from the small fireplace he was working on and started to wave. The trio of friends got out of their car after messing around with the radio, finally getting it to stop playing after it had turned on halfway through the park. They looked at the large bonfire pit that had been dug into the soil in front of them with surprise. Hey, are we at the right lot? One friend questioned, looking at the map. Yeah, I'm sure of it. Maybe it's something last minute the park ranger did, the second spoke up. Maybe. Donald's going to be mad he missed out on this. Why did he say he was staying home again? The third spoke up before tossing logs into the pit, the clattering of logs masking the sound of half-sucking glasses breaking in the middle of the pit.
All right.
I know that ranger shouldn't be trusted.
I hate this voice so much.
You love this voice so much.
I have trouble understanding it.
So there's something here that we need to look into.
Okay. Now that we have the context of the prologue, could you please, as a favor to me, reintroduce the scene before Brian hyper-focused on the purple eyes?
Exactly. Let's redo this.
Okay. And then whoever's having this figure... As you guys enter the campgrounds, there seems to be only two other people in the campground at the moment. There's three tents, but only two people you can see. There's one, a 24-year-old man who has, where is he on here? one 24-year-old man with slightly graying hair that seems to be looking around, confused for a moment. He has a tent set up with a number of electric ramps around it. It's kind of odd, but he just kind of like looks at you guys as you're passing and just gives a silent wave. He's not he looks sad. And then as you continue through the campgrounds, and you come up to lot 10, you see a 16-year-old male with dark brown hair and purple eyes looking around the campsite that you were going to be checking out, surprisingly. He seems to look up to you guys as you're coming over and realizes you guys are going to use it and starts to head over to another tent. But he just kind of looks at you guys a little skeptically that... He seems kind of skeptical that they're renting out this campsite right away. As far as you can tell, just by watching him. Maybe.
So there's a sad old man?
There's a sad older man, and then there's a teenager with attitude.
Raj wants nothing to do with the teenager with attitude. he unshrinks from on Wiley, and he dons the form of an elderly man and approaches the sad old man.
Well, there, fellow old timer! Why the long face?
Did you just hello fellow kids this old man?
Yeah. But in the reverse, I love it.
The man just looks at you and he looks confused because I'm not an old man. I'm only 24. What? Why do I look that old? He starts looking.
Wait. Hold on. Sean, you told me this was a sad old man.
I said he was a sad, old-looking man, because he does have slightly graying hair, which is unusual for a 24-year-old.
I'm still going with this.
No! You clearly have the look of a man of who've seen years!
I love how he's challenging him on it.
Thank you?
Rash sits next to him. Rash wants to really look at him.
Did you happen to have this visage when you came to this park, hello, old man?
Okay, but, like, regular people...
I don't know. I don't remember a lot. You see him fiddling with a ring on his pointer finger. Maybe I just felt weird here. I had to come back. There's something missing.
Does it have to deal with that ring?
I think so. I came here. I started to head back, and then when I was checking in the hotel, there was too many clothes. I'm not even sure where this came from, and I had to come back.
Oh, fuck! Someone's been eaten out of existence. God damn it! All right, I think I see what's going on here, fellow old man. Have a good day.
I'm not old. I'm 24. He called out happy.
So, Poppers, I think it's safe to say our ragtag group of makeshift detectives are off to an eventful start. I can't wait to see where this case takes our group next. Will they find the radical bear? Just what is going on with this camp? And will Alexander continue on as the leader of the group? We will have to find out in the next one. And if you enjoyed today's episode, share the episode with your friends and remember to leave us a review. It really helps us in the long run. And remember, you can follow us at Twitter @DungeonsInPop. So, Poppers... Until the next one.